Oasis Audio presents The Reason by William Searles, read for you by Johnny Heller. Chapter 1. It was the second time in a little under 15 minutes that the power had gone out at the church, and it was noticeably darker this time, almost too dark for the hour. Brooke paused, waiting for the lights to come back on as they had before, and stared at the three strange shadows that hovered against the Fellowship Hall's vaulted ceiling. Something about them seemed alive. She glanced over at her 5-year-old son, Alexander, and lowered her earbuds, noticing the howling wind had stopped. "You okay, buddy?"
"I'm not even scared," Alex said bravely.
He gave her a reassuring smile and waved the small rag he liked to use when he helped his mother dust. Brooke turned off her iPod and then pressed the vacuum's power button a few times. Nothing happened. She shook her head and looked back up at the ceiling. The shadows had somehow become one. The weatherman on the morning news had said they may be getting some storms, but when she, Alex, and Charlie had come up from the house to clean, only plump white clouds and a relatively bright sun filled the southeast Michigan sky. But it had been windy. Really windy. And now the wind was gone.
"It's too dark," Alex whispered. "Charlie is going to be scared."
"He'll be okay, baby," she said. "The lights will come back on soon."
"But the sky just did some big thunder," Alex said. "You couldn't hear it with your music on your head."
"That changes things."
"Charlie," she yelled, taking Alex's hand and heading quickly across the room toward the tall double doors that separated them from the sanctuary.